Ron Sanchez here on this sunny Friday afternoon. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLZ East Helena, serving Helena Valley. And got a special show today. They're all special, but this one's even more special than usual. I'll tell you about it in a second, but first I'm going to tell you KGLT is supported by Eating Disorders Center of Montana, located in downtown Bozeman, treating eating disorders, eating disorder patients and their families through multidisciplinary team approach with various treatments options between based on patients' needs. Information available online at edcmt.com. That's a new one. Got to learn those words. We're also supported by Country Bookshelf, local independent owned bookstore offering large children's section, a knowledgeable staff, and a full schedule of literary and community events online at countrybookshelf.com, located at 28 West Main in Bozeman. And the Western Cafe, established before most folks around here were even born. Lunch and breakfast using local products featuring signature cinnamon rolls and more, located at 443 East Main in Bozeman, open daily from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., excuse me. Okay, got that. Hang on just a sec, I need to fix something. Ah, that's better. Now I can see where I'm talking. Quick look at the weather. Let's see what they say. Clouds giving way to some sun today. And looking for, well, what's the temp now? It's 74, really nice mild day. For tonight, what are they saying? Partly cloudy, and tomorrow, it's some sun, pleasant and warm, with a high of 82 tomorrow, a low of 51 tonight, so it'll be good traveling weather. You can expect that around the area, so enjoy. The last days of summer look good. And then Around Town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky and Southwest Montana news with professional photography and stories from around the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, the MSU Community Catwalk is happening downtown. Hawthorne Duo plays at the Baxter. Downtown Bozeman presents a walking tour, Murders, Madams, and Mediums. Swamp Dog plays at Gallatin and Riverhouse Grill. Freak Out the Musical is at the Rialto, and the Talbot Brothers play it live from the Divide. In Livingston, it's time for Livingston Art Walk. Josh Morningstar, Tom McElvain, and Sean Devine perform at the Attic. In Prey, National Geographic explorer Asher Shea gives a talk at Sage Lodge. And in Immigrant, Mission Mountain Wood Band and the Dusty Pockets play at the Old Saloon. In Helena, there are ribbon-cutting ceremonies for the openings of the Jim Darcy School, Bryant School, and Central School. Skyfoot performs at LNC Brewing. Pinky and the Floyd are at the Myrna Loy, and the Take Us play at the Legal Tender Pub. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Okay. I have two guests in the studio today, two old friends. One, Penny Eichinger, has been here before several years ago. We've lost track of how many years it was.
Do you remember? I think it was 2004.
Okay, thank you. And sitting next to her is a good friend, Jim Dixon, another Australian musician friend. And he's come, the two of them have come here to visit. And we're very honored to have them staying in our house, pouring the wine, digging through the records. And this will be our big record spinning party that we're going to share with you today, right?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Let me see. Keep talking there, Jim.
Yeah, I'll just keep talking. It's really nice to be back here again, Ron, after all these years.
Yeah, last time you just came over for dinner and a quick spin around town and stuff.
Yeah, we were staying down in Billings and we just drove up and had dinner and slept the night. And I think we went back and that was about it. And that was probably nearly 20 years ago.
Yes. Okay. Well, it's been really great catching up. We keep in touch, and we actually saw you 2007, which is now a long ways away, 12 years ago.
That's right. And you even came down to Australia in 2002, Ron. Yes. I seem to remember.
Yes, yes. So it's great. We have a good show planned because we put our heads together and dug through the record collection to make sure that we'd only have good records today. And I'm going to kick off the show properly. You know, it's Keith Moon's birthday. He would have been like 76.
Yeah.
Which is hard to imagine.
Yep.
He was such a young thing last time I saw him.
Darn.
So this will get us off properly. We'll be right back.
Rip you the shirt. I don't mind if the mountains fell in the sea. Let it be. It ain't me. Now if a six turned out to be nine, oh, I don't mind. Oh, I don't mind if all the hippies cut off all their hair. Oh, I don't care. Oh, I don't care. White collar conservative flashing down the streets, pointing their plastic finger at me. They're hoping soon my kind will drop and die, but I'm gonna wave my free flag high. Wow! Just don't fall on me. Right on, Mr. Businessman. You can't dress like me. Yeah. Cause I better know what you're talking about. Get my little purple in the room. Yellow and green. Stripes. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Got my own life to live. I'm the one who's got to die when it's time for me to die. So let me live my life the way I want to. Yeah. Sing on, brother. Play on. Thank you.
good pick, Jim. Thanks.
That's for Peter, I guess.
That's great. And I pull out my rare mono version. It rarely leaves the house, if ever. So, special occasion today.
It's sort of privilege then, right? I haven't seen one of those.
I'd never seen one until I held it. It's a rare one. Jimi Hendrix from his second album, late 67. Access Bowl's Love You Heard of 609, the big finale to that record. And still sounds good all these years later. Is that 42, 52 years later?
I can't count.
Yeah, it's 52 anymore. Years later. Imagine that. I'm sorry, nobody else. I don't care. If you pick up a Stratocaster, you're not going to sound like Jimi Hendrix. And we know the secret, too, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Dave Wire,
that's right, yeah. But later, in later years, yeah.
Yeah,
of course, yeah.
Yeah. And what's he doing? He's rebuilding Jimi Hendrix Woodstock Amperage, right?
Yeah, he's been asked by the Hendrix Foundation to rebuild the amp to the specs that, you know, was the same as the amp that Hendrix was using as Woodstock. It's a 50th anniversary project.
Yeah. Amazing.
So what's going to happen when that amp is built? I'm not exactly sure, but maybe it'll be on show somewhere.
Yeah. And like I said, anybody would think they could plug into it and sound like Hendrix.
And apparently this amp has no volume knob.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We had a couple of great heavy things. Start off with The Who for a great B-side. Dogs Part 2, Keith Moon song to get us going on his birthday. You know, I have two of Keith Moon's drumsticks. Did I show them to you when you were here before?
No, you didn't.
I have two of Keith Moon's drumsticks and one of John Bonham's. I don't know where they came from, but they're in my collection. What else we hear? The Move. That was another one of your requests from their third album, Looking On, when Jeff Lynne joined and they took a heavier turn.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting going away from the more psych kind of beautiful pop they were doing when they started getting into the more sort of dirty side of things. But then it was sort of going on, introducing new instruments into the band that pointed the direction to eventually towards the ELO, which was nice. But yeah, that's a curious and eclectic mix on that that record.
Yeah, and luckily there's footage of that era, so it's great to see him playing those songs. It's something I always wondered about because I saw him Shazam tour, so that's fixed in my head. But the original five-piece band, I always wondered what they were like, and just finally seeing live footage and performances, I didn't realize they had four lead singers. That was a surprise. But we're just rambling on here. And David Bowie in there from his fabulous third album. Mick Ronson finally joining the fold and adding that Jeff Beck touch to David Bowie's music, and then a lot more beyond that. 25 after 3 o'clock, you're sitting around my living room listening to records the way we do it. So enjoy yourself. Sit back. Apparently, Dennis and Ann are dialed in.
Oh, cool. That's nice.
Say hi to Dennis and Ann.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Dennis. Yeah. Hello, Ann.
Yes. Listeners in Hawaii, and I know we have listeners all over the world right now. So let's tell them what's happening in Bozeman, something they can't do.
On Saturday, August 24th at 6 p.m., Whitetail Ranch Center will host its first annual Black Tie Gala at the Commons in Bozeman. The evening will feature comedian Steven Mazan from GIs of Comedy, keynote speaker David Doc Chung, a dinner catered by Zach's Montana Kitchen, and live and silent auctions. Cowboy tuxedo apparel suggested. Whitetail Ranch Center is a residential working ranch for veterans struggling with PTSD. There's more information online at whitetailranchcenter.org. The annual Black Tie Gala, Saturday, August 24th, at the Commons at Baxter and Love Lanes in Bozeman.
Way back in the 66 or so, Spencer Davis had a big hit in the States that Keep On Running, and I was very attracted to them, so I rushed out and bought that album, which the American album is the perfect Spencer Davis record. And I noticed some of the songs were written by somebody named Jackie Edwards, which surprised me. I wondered who he was for years. So we're going to explore that thread here quickly. Let's play some thumping sounds. We'll be right back.
Running from I know how to do it like this. I'm the daddy.
Daddy,
I'm the daddy.
Daddy,
I said I'm daddy.
local kids. I grew up around those guys. Chocolate Watch Band from their first single, quite possibly.
Second, perhaps.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
Great, legendary garage band, back on the boards again, and sounding pretty darn good. I will find you a copy of that single one day, Jim.
Well, if you do, you know, you would have the greatest luck before you. It'd be so great.
Yes. One of those things, you know, I grew up in that band's hometown, heard that song on the radio. I've never, ever seen a copy of that record in the wilds. It's one of those mysteries of the universe. Playing some thumping music, some rocking stuff there. Start off with Spencer Davis, our big hit, Keep On Running. A song that I think every band did about a week after it came out, because it's just one of those songs that's fun for the bass player. In fact, when I saw Chocolate Watch Band open for the Yardbirds, at the end of the set, the curtains came down, which sort of seemed odd, and they went back up, and the lead guitar player was playing the bass part, and they did Keep On Running. I just remember that.
Well, there you go. It's great. The penny's dropping.
Yes, I guess that coffee's kicking in.
Yep.
What else do you hear there? Jackie Edwards doing the original version of Somebody Help Me, and he also wrote Keep On Running. That's on that album. I Feel So Bad. Nice collection of his songs. One of Chris Blackwell's Jamaican friends. That's how he connected with Spencer Davis. We're at Derek Martin's. I have no idea where he's from. Nothing about him, but he did Daddy Rolling Stone, a song that I got to see The Who play live, rare later performance. And I love that record, that song, and it's something I sought out. I thought, I need that record. Where does it exist? And there was a great collection called The Guy Stevens Story, a collection of Sue Records releases. And Guy Stevens is a whole another long story. But if you listen to The Clash of Mott the Hoople, you've seen his name. Rolling Stones themselves, I have a feeling that Growing Up All Wrong and Sweet Young Thing are connected some way. Could have happened. Anyway, there you go.
Sentiments there anyway.
Yeah. And the same twangy guitar. I hear that. 3:42. We're hitting on time. You know, the imaginary pie chart on this clock, and it divides into segments. And we're not only did we leave the restaurant right on time, our show is moving right on time, unless I keep talking. So let me play you this, because Randy wants to let you know he's on the radio.
I'm DJ Rando, here to let you know that me and my crack staff have finally worked out the bugs in radio show version 0.2.4.1 and introduced a whole new colony of critters, ne'er-do-wells, and miscreants in the free upgrade to radio show version 0.2.4.2 beta. Tune in Sunday fortnightly from 3 to 6 p.m. and see if I've turned up anything new in crate digs around the area in a segment I call
DJ Rando, Citizen Rugged Paleontologist.
And remember, you're still never more than 333 hours away from a new episode of Radio Show Version 0.2.4.2 Beta on KGLT.
Yes, and the reason that we have a hard time finding good records is because Randy's out there ahead of us. And his job requires him to drive around so he can load up the van as he goes.
What a great job.
Yes. Okay, I have one thing here important to say. The 3 o'clock hour on Friday afternoons is underwritten in part by the Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman on campus at College at 11th and on the north side at Rouse and Oak, serving sustainably sourced coffee, fresh pastries, and quick breakfast and lunch options for over 25 years. Learn more at dailycoffeebar.com. Okay. Now I know where we're going. I have to thank Greg Martin for this. He's from Melbourne. And when he came over, he said, here, Ron, a gift for you.
This is going to be the first time I've ever heard this.
Okay.
So
I'll turn it up loud.
Yeah.
This is a master's apprentice, but not what you'd expect from him.
Masters Apprentices.
See and drive the new Cortina. See and drive the new Cortina. See and drive the new Cortina now. It's the active car for the young at heart. The active car for the young at heart. See and drive the new Cortina. The active car for the young at heart. We'll be right back.
the sky. Ask anything of me. Ask, and it shall be. I'll be there to take the last breath from your body into mine. I can't say no. I can't say no. There's nowhere left to go. Now I can't say no.
Touch you, you started such a scene.